Lethal Cheetos and America, Civil War 2024. Let's get into it. So, apparently the great state, or lack thereof, of California is now saying that Cheetos and Takis potato chips is like this delicious Mexican potato chip. They're banned substances. Why? Because one day they might cause harm to your body, or according to these weird, crazy liberal studies, they found that it can cause you to be hyper, or maybe it could cause it to be slow. They don't really know what direction it is, but it's a weird thing because California is always taking these very strange stances and getting over-involved in people's private lives. Like, imagine you going to like a school in California and them saying that lethal Cheetos in California and other great delicious potato chips, by the way, like those Taki potato chips, those Mexican ones. Oh, forget about it. They're tremendous. But anyway, so apparently the great state, or lack thereof, of California is now saying that in their public schools, certain potato chips are going to be banned substances. Why? Because it can cause whoever's eating them to be hyper and lose focus, or maybe you slow them down. Or maybe because also, according to these weird liberal studies they have, getting way too overly involved in people's lives, that one day, 10, 15 years from now, or less or more, it may cause negative health effects from having these. There's apparently an ingredient that they're finding in there, and they just don't like it. I think it's crazy to think that if you worked for any of these companies, like the Cheetos company, for example, that you went to work one day and found out that your product is now a banned substance in one of the 50 states. Insane, bro. Insane. I don't really see how California can actually make too much of a comment as far as what people should be able to do with their own lives and bodies and stuff like that, considering their own government can't even keep the lights on. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have a lot of problems. Like, this is California is such a beautiful, interesting state. But like a lot of places, you know, I feel like if it oversteps, it gets too involved. I really believe that that sort of foreshadows how the whole country can actually get involved. All right. Which brings me to my next point. The Civil War of America, 2024. You know, I think it's very troubling, and I don't think that America ever actually intended to have a country to where the elections, like when a country's ideology is basically fractured into a 50% ratio, you know, and your city to city, state to state, or even more of a majority, as far as the country goes, I feel like if you have two completely different ideologies that are nowhere near parallel, because Republican and Democrat, they go opposite directions, that's only going to cause there to be a civil war, right? And imagine you having someone in your house, or a roommate you could actually do something about it. Okay, you could always get a new roommate, but what are you going to do when you live in one country? And like, I don't believe that elections should be won at a 51.25% majority. More than half the country should be like, oh, you want this, we support guns, we don't like that. Maybe pro weed, less prison sentences, pro military. I feel like elections should really be like in the 75 percentile. As a matter of fact, I feel like if the country can't even come to a, that would even be like a, you know, actually in the Senate and like in the House or whatever it is in different parts of the U.S. political system, you cannot pass like certain laws, right? Without like 60 or 70% or something crazy, higher, more than 50 of the majority saying this is the direction the whole country is going in. Because it's kind of like a boat. Like, imagine having a boat and you had one captain, right? But half the people that worked for you on that boat wanted to go in a different direction than you're always steering it. This happens every 4 years, but it hasn't always been like that. America used to be a country that it used to like fall into a certain populace of, we all agree we're pro-police. We all agree you're pro-military. We all agree we're pro-gun. You know, a lot of people agree about weed and things start to slowly change and slowly change. I'm just giving you examples. I'm not trying to be fixated on the weed or guns or whatever. I'm just, these are polarized topics, so I'm bringing it up, right? But anyway, and I truly believe that as a result of that, there's going to be more propaganda. There's going to be more violence, and it could potentially lead to, I mean, think about how many like different family dinners get ruined every Thanksgiving from having people that they're actually within your own family. That's essentially, in the Civil War, you had people that were different friends or family or whatever fighting against each other on different sides of the war because they're different ideals. Well, now it's 2024. All right, there's a lot more guns. Inflation's high. This whole dang country is like it's in a pressure cooker. And interestingly enough, there's a film coming out called Civil War, where I feel like it's very dangerous because it shows a very stark and real reality of something that could come to fruition. It wouldn't be that hard, right? I feel like one day it's very possible for America, the country itself. Listen, this has happened in multiple different countries, and America is not significantly different in the aspect that a country can break apart within its own country. All right. For example, Czechoslovakia is now the Czech Republic, right? And Slovakia. The point is this. I believe that one day Texas will break apart and be its own state. I believe that California will be fractured because the majority of that state, except for like the super dense cities of LA and all these other small, like, but very dense populated states, they make up the majority of the population, right? But they don't make up the majority of the landmass. So when you have 99% of an entire state, such as California, being dictated by the 1%, it's kind of like a similar aspect to New York. Most people don't really realize, but in the great state of New York, it is a great state. But 99% of that state is nothing like that 1%. They vote differently. Their ideals are different. And that's kind of like a normal thing where living in like that whole big city life kind of a thing, you know, is always a completely different lifestyle and life cycle, et cetera, et cetera. Your ideals or your morals or values, it doesn't have to be. But in America, for whatever reason it is, to where if you're in a dense city, you usually vote Democratic. And if you're in a more rural, outside of a big city area, you usually vote more Republican. It's a very strange time. It's a very strange place. Cheetos are becoming illegal. People are taking over rights. You got illegal immigration. People hate the police. The military is at an all-time low as far as like recruiting numbers and everything, you know. And, yeah, you know, there's no answers, but there's just a lot of questions. But mathematically, it's not possible for things to be continued to be added in one direction, and they don't equal up to either a small change, and those small changes equal up to a bigger change. So a lot of questions, no answers, but it's an interesting topic. At the very least, maybe this gave you something to think about and just sort of like to prod your mind, so to speak. But yeah, I wish everybody the best day. Thank you so much for your time. I'm Ben Joel Dunn. Check me out. Peace.